إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we started the series of lectures on the seerah. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah for His acceptance and for His help in ensuring that we are able to do a reasonable job of it. The thing that I want to remind myself and you is that as far as the seerah is concerned, one of the major dalail of the importance of the seerah is the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the best example for you is the example of the life of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this example is a good example for the one who looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and looks forward to the day of judgment and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. Now, we all know this ayah, we all know the importance of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know that this is the best example for us and so on. I don't think there is anybody who does not know that or who denies it. I don't think any Muslim will deny that the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in fact the best example. Whoever it is, whether or not we are following that, whether we are not doing the sunnah, I don't think there is any Muslim with any bit of iman in his heart who will deny the fact that the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example. If he denies that fact, then one has to seriously, the person who denies must seriously question his own iman. But however, the fact remains that even though we don't deny this, we also don't find it in our lives. If in fact the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best example, then how is it that we don't follow it? And until we follow it, it's no use saying it's the best example, because saying it or knowing it is not going to help us. What will help us is actually living that example. And my understanding of why we don't follow is because we don't analyze it enough. We don't take the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and break it down into small bits which relate to our own life. We need to compare it to our own life. And we need to look for things in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which either do not exist in our lives, which means we should introduce them into our lives, or things which clash with our lifestyle. So, if there is something that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do and we find that we are doing the opposite, then that is the place where we have to actually focus and change. Right? If there is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did and we are also doing, obviously the quality of our doing and the quality of his doing is different. But at least we are doing it. For example, we are praying for salah in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Whatever the quality of our salah might be, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for the shortcomings and to accept our salah and to cover us with His mercy and His forgiveness. But we can say we are praying Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah in the masjid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to do this. So, we are not comparing our salah to the salah of the Nabi, but we are saying the action by itself we are doing, alhamdulillah. So, that is not a big issue. The big issue is where we are not doing what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do, or where we are doing the opposite of what he used to do. So, which are those areas? And for each of us in our lives, there will be different things. It's not the same thing for everybody. You know, some people will have one thing and somebody else will have something else. So, it's not the same thing for everyone. So, what is it that we must do? And that is why I remind myself and you, we need to analyze in our own lives and say, what must change in my life? And that change will always be the thing which is most difficult for us. Those changes are never easy. The change is painful. By nature, the change is painful. And therefore, we have to focus on our lives and say, what is the change I need to make? And consciously choose to make that change and consciously choose to take that pain. Because without taking that pain, that change will not happen. Now, just to give you an example, for example, you know, one of the big time wasters of the lives of most people is watching television, right? One of the big ones. huge amount of time. If you simply keep a timer, you will be surprised. Just do it for yourself and see. Irrespective of the program, just do it, just do this as an experiment today. Every time you turn on the TV in your house, switch on your stopwatch, right? Everybody's got a stopwatch on the phone, you've got stopwatches everywhere, alarm clocks, what? Just switch on the stopwatch, just leave it there. And then turn it off when you turn the TV off, right? Just see how much time was spent, and believe me, if you do that consciously, you will spend actually less time, because normally, because you don't have a stopwatch running, you probably would have spent more time, right? So do that as an experiment and see, and then do the multiplication, because if that is an average for the day, then this is what you are doing on a daily basis. Do the multiplications and see how much of your life is going watching television. And then those of you who like to imagine that you are learning some great things from the television, right? At the end of today, once your stopwatch thing is over, right, calculate the number of hours and then sit down with a piece of paper and say, what did I learn from my television experience today? And actually write it down. I bet you, even those of you who watch sports with great addiction, I can bet you, I can guarantee you, right, that the match that you watched last, you will not be able to name all the players, you will not be able to name what scores they made. Not that if you are able to name that, it's some great achievement. That is not going, is not one of the questions of the cover or the you know, day of judgment. But I'm saying even that you will not have. People say, I was watching National Geographic. Very nice. So what did you learn from National Geographic? I'm not saying don't watch. I'm saying what did you learn? Because you spent your life. That is your life. That time is your lifespan. That amount of time which you had today in front of the television, which you actually measured because of your stopwatch, if Malakul Maut comes and at the time of your death, if he says, I will give you this period which you spent watching Deccan Chargers or whatever it was, now at the time of death, do whatever you want at this particular point in time, but you have to pay me for it, what will we be willing to pay? Because what does it mean? To get that 1 hour means the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. The actual value of that time is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Why? Because it is time to make tawbah. Before you are dying, in that state, if Malakul Maut comes and gives you this time and says, do whatever, what will you do? We will make tawbah. We go make wudu, pray 2 rakat of salah, cry in your sujood, because you have time, 1 hour, alhamdulillah, enough time. We make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. So, inshallah, Allah will forgive. That time, literally, that you and I spent, I won't say I spent, because I don't even have a television in my house. For me to watch television is mujahidah, not to stop watching it. The time which you spent watching whatever it was, and I'm not talking about haram, please understand this. I do not take the liberty of accusing you of haram. I know you don't do that. But my point is that even the so-called halal, even the halal, look at the value of it. The value of that to Rupert Murdoch or whoever owns the TV station is in terms of actual money. What is prime time? Prime time television is the time that you and I are sitting before that box with our, you know, jaws dropped, watching it. That is called prime time, maximum viewers. And that prime time television is worth a lot of money. I was doing some research on this because I talk about these things. There's a program on Fox Television called American Idol. On that American Idol program, and now they have all kinds of idols, American Idol, Australian Idol, Indian Idol, whatnot, they've got all over the place. Now, that American Idol program on Fox Television, the advertising charges to advertise on that program, which is primetime television, right, the charges to advertise on that program is $750,000 per second. That is why, yeah. And that is what it is worth to them. Why? Because you and I give up our lives for free. So that is the point I am making, that if you are saying, bring the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives, what is it we actually need to do? We need to look at those things in our lives which need to be changed. And as I said, for each one of us, it will be different. It won't be the same thing for everybody. So, what is it in my life that I need to change? What I need to change will be different from yours. Each of us must analyze and we must fix it. Because only if we fix it, then we will benefit from the example of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And put this into, sit down with your children and explain this to them. Help them understand from an early age. Like all habits, the longer you are in it, the more painful it is to give it up. So, save them that pain. Sit with them while they are still young. Let them understand, let them explain. Right? We live today in a gadget filled world, not a gadget free world. And every gadget takes time. Every gadget takes away your attention from something else. So, I don't want to go on at length with this. We know what we are talking about. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to help us to avoid those things which are not pleasing to Him and to try and to help us to bring the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives in such a way that on the day of judgment we will not regret having neglected this example even though the example was given to us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.